Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moye. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Well, welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. This is where we redefine the elite athlete by bringing education, athleticism, and community service together. We bring fun back to sports and make it part of family entertainment. We lay the foundation for excellence as we help parents navigate the challenges of playing sports from high school to the pros. I am Ida Moye, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. Now, we've got a great show for you tonight. We're going to talk about football camps, and I've got some experts here in the studio with me. I want to first introduce you to our first guest. His name is Terry Massey. Now, let me give you a little information about the organization that he works for. The organization is called Offensive and Defense Football Camp. It is the official camp of the National Football League Coaches Association. Now, this camp has been in existence now for 40 years. It holds over 60 camps a year, 35 cities around the United States, and just recently it was named number one summer sports camp by the Sports Illustrated for Kids. Now, Mr. Terry Massey is the Director of Communications, and of course his passion for youth football brought him to offense defense. He have started off first as a native of Nashville. He is a Rocky Top. He's an SEC, University of Tennessee graduate. And he has lived in Myrtle Beach now for 13 years where the actual camp is being held. But he, of course, spent 16 years prior to that as a sports journalist, lately with Sun News of Myrtle Beach. Now, folks, give him a rallying applause. Terry, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you. I can hear the applause all the way over there.
That's right, Terry. They love you here. You know, we have people that are listening, believe it or not, all the way to California, all the way to Hawaii.
There are people
as far as in Japan that can actually hear us, and they listen to us because we get the emails that tell us that. So you better be good tonight.
I'll try.
Now,
I brought some
special guests along so that you can actually be able to really have an active session here. Got some NFL moms here. And again, that's a special group. But Terry, tell us a little bit about offense defense, because we know recently you just received that award, and that's really special because that's saying you're doing something really special for the kids. What makes your group so, you know, special? In other words, well, how long, 40 years in the business, that has to be something really unusual you're doing there to be able to do that.
Tell us a little bit about that. And we have 10,000 kids each summer that sign up for our camps, and just, to hear the testimonials from the kids and from the parents about how much it's meant to them, you know, not just from a football instructional standpoint, because we know we've got that down pat, but one of the things we really stress in our camps are our character and how important leadership and work ethic and things like that are to, you know, that are going to last them beyond their football careers, and that's one of the things we really try and focus on. As far as the numbers and the magnitude of what we did, you know, it's still... It's like doing a traveling circus to put on 60 of these things in 8 weeks in the summer. But we started out as a small company. We had two or three camps in the Northeast that we ran. And since our relocation to Myrtle Beach and our new owner, Rick Whittier, has taken over, we've gone to 12 camps and then 18 camps and 24, 30, all the way up. And the demand for this is so great that we just find ourselves, you know, every year we go to a new city and people come from different cities that want us to come and hold one in their town. So it's really speaks not just highly of the company, but of what we're providing, which is a need for kids to get good hands-on instruction and some good character lessons from some guys. We have NFL coaches and college coaches that work with them, so really they're getting a lot of good lessons along the way.
Now, how much of this, what you're doing there, correlates to kids staying in school, for instance?
Well, it's, you know, absolutely part of what we stress, and we try to reach kids. We get 7 to 18, and we so many times you hear about the athlete who does not find out about the importance of education until it's so late in the game. They've got so far to catch up to be able to get into college, you know, and so many of them miss out on the opportunity of a free college education and who knows what beyond that. So we try and get them young and let them know, hey, you know, that's great if you can run this fast, if you can jump this high, you can tackle, block, all these things, but it doesn't mean anything unless you crack the books at school, and that's the way you're going to realize the most of your opportunities.
Now, having been there, you know, I guess over 13 years, have you seen, in other words, looking at kids coming in, because I understand that, you know, you have kids that come from different age groups.
Right.
So you've seen them come in from the 7 to 11 group, I understand,
right.
12 to 14, and 15 to 18.
Right.
So, again, you're obviously in a position to see kids come in from elementary and
right.
go all the way up into high school and see them going to college as well and also into the pros.
Let me give you a perfect example of that. We have a kid this year. I call him a kid now. He's a senior in high school. But he started with our camps at the age of 7, and he's been every summer. In fact, his mother has allowed him to travel to different cities so he can go to 2 or 3 camps in the summer. He just signed with UCLA, full scholarship. He's been named to our All-American team, and this year he'll be flown here to Myrtle Beach, where we hold the... Last year we held it at the Orange Bowl. It was the last game played at the Orange Bowl in Miami. This year we're moving it to Myrtle Beach. We want to have it at a location where the kids can really have an experience outside of just the football field. So, but this kid has done it for 11 years. He's probably been to 25 camps, and he is going off to UCLA, and it's just almost like raising a kid and seeing him. I guess your NFL moms can speak to that a little more than I can, but seeing him grow up and progress all the way through and get a free education at a great university because of his focus on academics and on athletics. It's just, you know, it's a really proud feeling when you see some kid come up through the program like that.
Now, actually, after 40 years, that's a real tradition, and that's a sense of excellence as well. What would you say the philosophy of offense defense is?
We have a philosophy, and I better remember it because it's it's the four.
You didn't know you're going to get that question, did you?
We have the four C's that are the basic for it, and it's character, curriculum, coaching, and. Goodness, I knew I'd forget one of them. But it's really important, and you kids should all go out and do it, whatever that fourth C is. But that is the philosophy that we have is all based around instructional football and beyond that, what it can mean to a kid's life. It can be the difference between a lot of opportunities and the lessons that last a lifetime. Even, you know, we realize we have 10,000 kids. We'll be lucky if, say, 500 of those going to play college football, maybe lower, and maybe lucky if 5 of them go on to play in the NFL. But hopefully the other 9,000 of them will learn some lessons that whatever business they go into, they'll carry those lessons into the rest of their life. And you know, that's a huge lad. You're talking about the tradition, you know. I try and look back sometimes and look at the numbers that we've had and think about the impact that we could have had on so many different lives that have come through camp. You know, it's really enormous.
So, again, what we're hearing here is that you're reaching and trying to reach the total person versus just an athlete out there. Give me kind of a sense of what the curriculum or the actual schedule is at your particular camps. Is it a 3-day, 4-day?
It is brutal, I will tell you. I just got back from a camp, and I'm tired from watching them. We do. You've heard of two-a-days. You've probably heard players complain.
Of course.
We do 3-a-days.
Okay.
And I mean from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., it is nothing but football. They get up at 7 and start stretching. We let them have breakfast, let it rest a little bit, and then we're off. And what we try and do is, you know, the first thing we do is divide these kids into group, and it's not just by age. We look at their size, we look at their experience, and because it is a full contact camp, we kind of look at their aggressiveness, and so we don't pair. You know, you can have two same size kids who have different kind of natures in that way, so we try and divide them up to where they're with a group that they belong. And they work with those groups all day long. We break them into position, and they'll get some expert hands-on instruction from quarterback, running back, defensive back, all the different positions. We have an expert, either an NFL or college coach from that position to work with them. And here's the most interesting thing I found from the camp is they stay in dormitories with us, so we have counselors there with them 24/7. And I thought there'd be a lot of clowning around in the dormitories after hours, and be a lot of problems with kids being kids when they get in a big group. They are so tired. You could hear a pin drop in the dormitory hallway. After that 12-hour, 14-hour day, they're lights out, and then they're, hopefully ready to go in the morning.
Wow, pretty exciting. So, again, there's some instructional things I'm sure that takes place as well. And I want you to give us a sense of that, because a lot of it is contact. But, I mean, how do you sit down and share the principles, those four C's that we talked about?
Right. Well, we are one of the few full contact camps. A lot of the camps that you see are non-contact. And the reason we do that is we just don't believe you can fully teach somebody how to do something without them physically doing it. It's like having a cooking class with no kitchen. It's just hard to do. Now, there's some things you can learn about football that don't require contact, but to really get the full experience, then we rely on that. Now, the instruction part, like I said, we have NFL college coaches that work for them. We have instructors at every different position that can really give these guys some pointers at it, and we also have some clinic situations where they're in classrooms and they'll be getting some instruction that way. But for the most part, it's pretty much it's pretty much football, and then our coaches are really, really good. We've assembled and part of this is just from doing it for so long. We've assembled the best coaching staff. Our head coaches are really good, and they do a really good job of working with these kids on life lessons. They're hard, but they're really positive, and that's the key to getting through.
Well, we're going to take a break right now, but we're going to come back. We're talking to Terry Massey, and he is with the Offense Defense Football Camp, the official camp of the National Football League Coach Association. And we're talking about the fundamentals of this camp. And we're going to come back in about three and continue this conversation and bring in some of our special guests. They're NFL moms. This is Ida Moye, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
Desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moye. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. 472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. This is Ida Moyer, and we're talking about offense and defense football youth camps. And we're talking to Terry Massey, who is the actual Director of Communications. And he is actually talking about the tradition and the excellence of this 40-year-old operation. And the fact that they do over 60 camps around the United States in almost 35 cities. Now, Terry, at the break, we were talking about basically the makeup of the camp and all the philosophy. But I understand you have a lot of offensive defense partners that you partner with to make these camps successful. You have a lot of prolific NFL superstars. Tell us a little bit about some of those who headline your camps.
Absolutely. It's kind of a treat for the kids and kind of a draw for them, too, to get them interested in the camp. And we're in most of the NFL, major NFL cities, so we'd like to invite an NFL player to come out. And a lot of camps do that, and a lot of them, the pros will come out and sign some autographs and take some pictures and be on their way. But we have them out for a full day, and they're out on the field actually working with the kids at the camp. I was just at the camp in Nashville, and we had Javon Kearse. No gator chomps, please. Javon Kearse came out and just jumped right out on the field and started working with the kids. And, you know, man, you talk about awestruck, but there's this one drill, I think it's called the bridge, where a guy is up basically on his helmet and his two toes, and the kid couldn't see Javon coming. But he was doing it wrong, and Javon grabbed him by the hips and kind of picked him up and put him in the right place, and the kid made eye contact with him and just about fell over out of his stance, you know. And Javon was really great with him, but and he did do autographs and take pictures. But he also had the coach called him all in, and Javon had an opportunity to kind of share his story with him. And I don't know how familiar you are with it, but Javon came out of a rough situation growing up in Florida. He had a brother who was killed and had some, you know, some difficult difficult circumstances when he was growing up, but perfect example of a guy to stand up and talk about powerful, to have a guy in his position to look them in the eye and say, hey, your dreams can come true if you work hard and you stay in school and do the straight and narrow and make the right choices in life. Good things can happen to you. That's so much more powerful than somebody like me telling a kid to stay in school. You know what I mean? They're beat to death with that message by teachers and parents, and that's great. They should be. But to have somebody who they look up to and see playing television on Sundays really hits home to them.
Well, you know, I mean, it, my heart just goes out, you know, to know that a kid can have that kind of contact and have that kind of impact just in one glance of the eyes. And, of course, giving back to community like that is just unbelievable. Tell me the typical campers' participation. I think that's what you call them, campers. You know, what is a typical profile? Because I think a lot of times when we see them, these athletes trying to put their own camps together, they're looking for certain types because they know that certain types need to have these lessons. And, of course, when you come with the broader message, which is to get back to your community as well as some life lessons, you know, what should a NFL player be looking for their camp?
You know, For someone in the NFL player's position, they probably really want to hit the Boys and Girls Clubs, some of those organizations that do a great job working with kids. Ours is so broad, I really wouldn't even know how to profile it. We've got such a broad range of kids, and even in the ages, you know, I'd like to be able to say, you know, we have mostly high school age or mostly pups, as we call them in our camps, but it's just, you know, they run a really broad range.
Are they the more experienced kids? I mean, they're young, they're active, they're already student-athletes. They come from sports serious families or high-end disposable income, or are these kids who, because, I mean, you have to pay to go to this camp, is that correct?
Absolutely, you do, okay. So I guess that would put it on the, you know, the middle, lower to upper income level, but really it's just a diverse group of people, and we also have a program where an organization like the Boys and Girls Club can contact us. We can do a group rate at a discounted amount, and they can bring in. In fact, I just knowing of a recent situation, we had 40 kids from Alaska, of all places, because there were no football camps there, who wanted to attend a camp, and we worked out a deal, ended up finding an affordable flight that they could take, and got them into camp, and they just had an unbelievable experience. And so, I mean, it's really hard for me to pinpoint an average Joe kid out there. Most of them are a little more experienced, at least at the older ages. We get some at the younger age that come and they find out, you know what, football's not really my sport. I'm not coming back next year. But the older ones are generally, like the kid I was telling you that has come for 11 years in a row. They know what it's all about. They know that they want to play football. They want to play football at the next level. They want to get better. And that's the one thing we guarantee at our camp. If nothing else, your kid will get better by coming to our camp.
Coming to the camp. Practice makes perfect. It's interesting that you have 32 cities that you operate in. Are those mostly cities where there are NFL teams?
Yes, they are. And, it's actually, it's not that coincidental. It's 35, by the way. Don't cheat us yet.
The
NFL cities happen to be the larger cities, so we go where the larger populations are. But just at this minute, this week, going on right now, we have camps in Indianapolis, Kansas City, Jacksonville, San Antonio, San Francisco, and Denver. So San Antonio doesn't have, but San Antonio is one of the largest cities in the U.S. I think it's the fifth largest market in the U.S. So we go where the people are and where the need is. Now, on the other side of the coin, next week we have one that's in Pensacola. We have 8 going on. We have Chicago and Houston and Philly and San Diego and Atlanta, all great big cities. But Pensacola, you would think that's not really, but if you ever been to Pensacola, football country, baby.
It's Panhandle. I know the country.
That's Southern Alabama down there.
The Gators love that.
Yes, they do. And we do a great job down there. And that's where Emmett's from. I'm sure you'll do the Gator job on that, too.
That's right, Emmett. That's right. Yeah.
But, basically, we'll go where there's a need and enough people. And, in fact, we'll even go somewhere where we know we're going to lose money the first year, because we know that the next year we'll double the number that we have there, because those kids will go home and tell their friends and their teammates and their neighbors, hey, you got to come to this. It's really, really good. And every year we get proven right because we double that number and we end up making whatever we lost back. So,
and the average number of kids at these camps?
We have smaller camps there's one exception. We're based in Myrtle Beach, and we're having a camp in Myrtle Beach this year, and it's going to be small, probably 40 to 50 player range. But other than that, 150 is probably our low. And in New England this year, we are going to have close to 400 kids in one camp. That's going to be a record for an all-time record.
Well, they have to get it in before the snow comes.
Exactly. It's that summer. The one
now, are you year-round, or are you just seasonal?
No, it's only the summer because, we can't run into football season, and then we run into basketball players and baseball players that also do it. So we've got 8 weeks in the summer, an eight-week window we can cram this in. And part of the reason the New England camp's so big is we've got Randy Moss and Wesley Welker, the two wide receivers for the Patriots, are going to be there. So we have kids that are driving past two or three camps or flying over 5 or 10 camps to get to that one. So
now, do you do camps in Baltimore?
We absolutely do.
And what about, you do them in Cincinnati?
We just got finished with our camp in Cincinnati.
And you do them also in Pittsburgh?
We have Heinz Ward in Pittsburgh coming up real soon.
Okay, well, that tells you. So you're around the gamut here. Now, do you handpick those athletes, or are they come to you and say, I want to work with you?
Now, we in the youth prep level, which is what we talked about, the 7 to 18, that's an open camp. We do no recruiting to those other than just general marketing to the general public. But for the most part, they're people who get on our website, www.o-d.com, shameless plug. And they select, and say, hey, we want to come to your camp. Now, we have what we call the OD progression here. Well, we go to our camps, and we have these NFL coaches there. They pick out some players at the high school age who are special. They can tell this kid's got either the skills or the work ethic or the attitude that he can play at the next level. He can go on. And we then start what we call a select camp. And the select camp, they're all invited. You can't get online and register for it. You have to be invited to attend. And we do those in our major cities. We do them at the same time that we're doing the other camps. Then from there, we have what we call the OD Elite. And that is a camp. We do one in San Diego and one in Miami at the end of the year. And we invite the top players from our camps. And that's the top players from the select level to come to those. And that's completely paid for. We pick up the airfare, the cost of overnight stay, meals, everything. And when they're there, it is basically like an NFL combine. They're getting.
So is it competition?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Some serious competition because, you know, when you get to the elite level, you're going and performing in front of NFL and college scouts, which is, you know, to be a high school age and be selected to do that is just unbelievable. And your opportunities for colleges just goes out the roof. You know, you may have been spotted by four or five people before. You're going to be spotted by 50 to 100 at this camp. And then from there, we pick our top 88 players to compete in the OD All-American Bowl game. And that's the bowl game I was telling you about that's held here in Myrtle Beach.
In Myrtle Beach.
And that's for seniors only because, you know, it should be, you know, a reward for your...
And who usually attends that?
You mean the players?
The OD Bowl game.
I mean
the actual observers.
Observers, well, it's, you know, we were the last game in the Orange Bowl last year, and there were 14, 15,000 people there. I think a lot of them were families of the kids that were there. And that looks empty in the Orange Bowl, you know. It's a lot of people to see a high school football game, but in that bowl game it just looked small. Well, here in Myrtle Beach we have a new stadium, Brooks Stadium, which seats about that number, 14, 15,000. And if we can get that here, and it's going to be on national television on January 2nd.
My birthday.
Oh, happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you.
I know where you're going to be spending it.
Yeah, right in Myrtle Beach, right.
I can see you broadcasting live from here.
That's right. Well, I may pick you up on that one.
But if we can get that number here, it's just going to look like a sellout crowd, and that's going to be fantastic, and I think we can get even more than that here.
So. Great. Well, Terry, you know, you've really given us a lot of great ideas, and I've got some NFL moms in the rear year waiting to talk to you find out a little bit about you. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to introduce you to Janice Johnson, who is actually Rudy Johnson's mother, Jaquita Clayton, Mark Clayton's mother, and Eleanor Starks, Max Starks, the Pittsburgh Steelers' mother. So we'll be back in three. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Here we go. If you love sports and like food, or like sports and love food, or are anywhere in between, Sports Bites might just become one of your favorite ways to spend your lunch break. Broadcasting Thursdays at 12 o'clock noon on the West Coast, it's Sports Bites with Chef Dai, a delicious, enlightening, and entertaining mix of sports, food, and celebrity athletes.
Yummy.
Don't miss Sports Bites with Chef Dai, Thursdays at noon on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, and in our studios, we have Terry Massey, Director of Communication of Offense, Defense, Football Camps out of Myrtle Beach. This is a 40-year-old organization. They do 60 different camps a year in 35 cities. It's incredible. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, at the break, you were telling us about these C's, the philosophy.
Yeah, I busted,
and
right?
And I knew that you were going to give us these C's again. So tell us the philosophy of offense, defense, football camps. There's some C's involved there.
This may be why I got C's on my report cards when I was in school. But, yeah, I actually made one up last time. It's coaching, and the principle on that is We pick only NFL and college coaches, guys that know what they're talking about. You don't want to entrust your kid to somebody who could do harm to your kid by teaching them the wrong things. So coaching is one of our core principles. Curriculum, what we teach them, the things that they learn in the camp, definitely one of the standards. Contact, like I said earlier. You know, there's some great camps that do non-contact, and that's great, but we just have found that the only way to really teach somebody to do it is to do it, and full contact is necessary. We've got a very low injury rate because our coaches know how to handle them, do quick whistles, don't allow the play to continue after the whistle, but they learn so much more from doing full contact than not. And the fourth one is commitment. Sorry, I said character earlier. Character is very important to us.
I think character is the overall theme, isn't it?
You know what? I'm going to talk to him about changing this fourth C, because character would be really...
You see what Sports Maverick has done for you? It made you think beyond the box, the blue box.
There's room for a fifth C.
There's room for a fifth C, character. That's important. Let's teach character. We'll come down there and teach that. How's that?
That sounds great.
Well, you know, Terry, it's time for us to entertain our guests here. We've got some very, 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 very exciting guests here. We have NFL moms. And I just want to say to our listeners out there, an NFL mom is not just a mom. Make no mistake about that. They have actually been tested over time and have involved with the actual, you know, success of their children, as well as they've seen both the failures as well as the successes, and have been able to pick up and keep on going. These moms today run foundations, they plan charity events, they do celebrity golf tournaments, they consult players on nutrition and interviewing skills, financial and legal matters, as well as they actually put together football camps. That's pretty exciting, isn't it, Terry?
It's unbelievable. You know, I was just thinking about it when you were talking about it. I got a chance to see a lot of the parents and talk to a lot of the parents at these camps, and I can just envision that the ladies on your panel have been through the same thing. For years, they gave up, you know, buying things maybe for their own wardrobe or something extra for themselves so that their kid could have a new set of football pads or new helmet. I know my mom did it for me, and just really commend you guys for what you're able to do and making sacrifices so that your son could realize a dream. I think that's great.
Well, I've got with me Janice Johnson. She has been with me throughout the broadcast, and she's a real special lady. She's the mother of Rudy Johnson, of course, with the Cincinnati Bengals. And I was looking at the information on her website, and I saw something, self-sufficiency and self-reliance. That's pretty good. Mother's Day, she just did a camp, and it was at Cincinnati, and I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about that. And on Friday, she's traveling to Jamaica to do a camp. And, folks, I want you to welcome Janice Johnson to the show. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you so much, and I hear the applause also.
Absolutely,
yes,
absolutely.
Our foundation motto is self-sufficiency and self-reliance, and so we work on that with the children and the parents, the families in our community, both in Cincinnati and in Virginia, which is where we're based. So, of course, we had our football camp over the Mother's Day weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio. We don't have, like, the contact like Terry was talking about. I don't think that we probably have enough skilled people to sort of handle that. But what he was saying, of course, is true and very interesting. We had about 250 to 300 kids there. And I was telling him earlier that we also had a number of girls out there with the guys. And, of course, Rudy and some of the other players were out there to sort of coach the kids along and give them some tools to improve their games. What we like most about the camp that we do, of course, is not anywhere near as intense as what Terry does, but ours brings a lot of the kids out, and it also brings the moms. We've been fortunate enough to have the moms in a class called Football 101 for Moms, and we usually have a coach from a university. This year was Xavier University, who sort of takes the moms into a classroom and gives them the basics of what their kids are doing on the field, those who are just starting out. And it gives us an opportunity to talk to the moms one-on-one about the parenting part of football, you know, the highs and lows that the children go through from that early stage, and if they are successful to make it to the top, what happens there, and also what happens if you're not going to make it to the NFL, that you still have a life and that there are things out there that you can strive for, that your place may not be on the field, it may be assisting someone else to get on the field of life.
Fantastic, Janice. Now, I just want to ask you this. You're going to Jamaica.
Yes.
We know that Jamaica is a soccer country.
Yes.
What do you hope to achieve in Jamaica?
The organization that we work with, the two people that run that organization are originally from Jamaica. So we go to Jamaica, and we try to bring a bit of football to Jamaica. Like you said, it's soccer company. They have an interest in football, but they don't have the exposure there. They don't have the tools that they need, and they don't have a lot of the skills that they could acquire if they had the coaching and the staff there. So we try to take some NFL players there so that they'll have like a day or two where they can actually go through the formations. They can learn some of the skills that the guys have to offer. They can work one-on-one, and they can have, more than anything else, hope and aspirations to do things. And we hope that one day we'll be able to eventually have a person from Jamaica who will make it to the NFL if we can plant that seed. So we go there to try to bring hope to the kids there in the classroom, outside on the football field, and just a general well-being and welcome from the United States, and some semblance of what we do here that they can also achieve in their lives.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like a revolution.
Yeah.
Bringing that idea to the country, feeding them like that, and letting them see the excitement of that, and then, of course, just imagine hearing that one day that someone has actually come from Jamaica and is on an NFL team. Yeah. That is unbelievable. Bear with me for a minute. We've got Jaquita Clayton. Hello, Jaquita. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing okay, and yourself?
I'm so glad to have you with us tonight. Now, you're the mother of Mark Clayton with the Baltimore Ravens. And I took the time to look at your website, and you're doing some exciting things as well. I know you have the Mark Clayton Foundation Education Enrichment Fund, and that you also started your camp back in 2005. So you've been doing it quite some time. Tell us a little bit about your camps.
For the Mark Clayton Foundation, what we've done actually was have one camp, and our camp is actually coming up. We've done other things throughout the community to give back to children since 2005.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but our camp is actually coming up here July the 8th through the 12th.
So, and that's done every single year in July?
It will be, yes, it'll be an annual event.
Oh, excellent. Now, I know that you've been involved in Thanksgiving things. You've been doing a Christmas effort in Oklahoma, Dallas, and Fort Worth. And
right.
You've got something called the Kaboom Playground Project, which is exciting. But I think something I want to ask you about, you are the founder of the Mom Squad.
Yes.
And that, I mean, the name in and of itself is telling me that these moms are on a roll. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
The National Mom Squad is an organization. It's comprised of mothers who are mothers of professional athletes, as well as mothers who are mothers of professional film and music industry entertainers.
Okay.
And the word MOM acronym stands for Moms on a Mission. And community service is our mission, and children are our focus.
Okay. So bringing positive role models and images on and off the field. Tell me a little bit about that.
We as mothers feel a strong need and desire to represent our sons off the field, because oftentimes the media, when they speak about our children, if you see the number and the play that they make on the field or the song they may sing on the stage. But our children are children. They're our children. And we try to project that image to others, that they are people. They're a person. They have a like heart to give. They want to save their communities just like anyone else, and we just want to be that positive image, because they will want to do a little more in the communities than they do, but their time is very limited because of the jobs that they have.
Of course, absolutely, absolutely. But you're doing a phenomenal thing with this organization. That's just such a great supplement to what your children are doing on the field, and you're leading by example. And I must tell you, I'm really quite impressed with you. We also have Eleanor Starks. She is the mother of Max Starks of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and she's a busy bee, too. Eleanor is actually getting ready to have her second annual football camp. Her son has been in the league about 4 years now, and he's been to a Super Bowl as well as a Super Bowl ring. And at the same time, I understand that he has actually been on the USO tour through the Middle East for the actual, trying to actually promote welfare or promote football out there to the Middle East, but also for peace missions to the Middle East. So we're going to come back a little bit. We're going to have Eleanor join us. And we also have Sean Merriman's mother here. And, of course, Sean Merriman's mother, she is a veteran, I understand, to offensive defense, because I understand he does run some of your youth camps. Is that correct, Terry?
Yeah, actually, we have Sean in our San Diego camp here next week.
Very good. We'll come right back in three, and we'll discuss a little bit about that. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moya, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Up goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. We're in our last half an hour here with the Sports Maverick Show, and we have just really enjoyed talking about the offense, defense, football camps, and also entertaining some of our NFL moms here. We've got Janice Johnson in our studio, who is Rudy Johnson's mother of the Cincinnati Bengals. We have Jaquita Clayton, which is the mother of Mark Clayton from the Baltimore Ravens. And we also have Carrie Massey, who's the Director of Communication from Offense Defense Football Camp. But right now, I'd like to welcome to our show Gloria Merriman. Gloria, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Gloria, I know you've been listening a little bit here on this last hour of Carrie talking about this camp. You're very familiar with it because your son actually is going to be running one shortly here.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Very impressed and happy. Very proud of him.
Now, do you ever work with his actual football camps that he has locally?
I'm there. I attend them, and I, you know, try to assist as much as possible. I'm still learning, in the process of learning, but I do participate.
Well, Terry is inviting everybody to come and observe. Is that correct, Terry?
Sure, come on out.
Yeah, he's got that exactly. So, why don't you tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.o-d.com. And we have all the information there, from the location and dates of camps to the NFL players that will be there to all kinds of exciting stuff we've got going on. And some of them I wanted to share with your audience, because hopefully there's some people that can take advantage of this. But one of the things we're doing this year with our camps, it's really interesting, and it's still in the experimental phase, unfortunately, but we have what we call ODTV. You know, for a lot of kids that go off to camp and get homesick, there's usually two parents at home that are even more kid sick, missing seeing the kid every day. We have television cameras that are doing live video feeds, showing the kids working through drills and eating lunch and making up their beds and all the things that moms worry about while their kid's away. And it allows parents to get on there and just kind of feel better. Oh, there he is. He's fine.
Okay.
You know, look at him.
Wonderful.
And we're going to extend that this year to a program we call High Live. We are looking for 1,000 high schools across the country that we will provide them the equipment and the expertise if they can film their high school football game, their girls' softball game, their debate club, whatever they want to televise over the internet. We'll give them the equipment. All they have to do is film it, and they can also use it as a fundraiser. They can sell advertising on that website. So if people go on, log on, and look at their games or their debate meeting, they can see their kid, you know, live. They can have burn a DVD of it, so they have it forever. And we're really hoping to get that program up and running. So if somebody out there affiliated with a high school or their kid plays sports, something, wants to sign up for that program, they can go to www.o-d.com and get all the info on it, and we'll be happy to help set them up with the equipment and the expertise to do it.
Well, one more guest we have here, Terry, and I thank you for that excellent idea there. Hope you moms take advantage of that, particularly for your high school. And that's a great partnership that you can have with the offense-defense group here. Let's see if we can bring Mama Starks in here. Mama Starks, are you with us?
I am.
Well, you've been listening for an hour and quite a bit of information and learning from your sisters here, sister NFL moms here. And I understand that this is the second year that you'll be doing your camp. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Okay, this is our second year. Our goal is the same with the NFL and the Youth Football Fund, is that we use football as a catalyst to kind of promote youth development and also ensure that the health of grassroots football is there for future generations. Max's camp, he brings it back to Lake Highland Prep where he graduated from. And our purpose of the camp is to let our Orlando and Central Florida youth know that they need to learn and understand the importance of staying in school, making good grades, displaying a positive attitude, and being a good sportsman. These positive attitudes should be shown to all adults. Because, you know, just people get in the league, there's always a lot of things, but if you take them at the bottom and show them that they have to respect people in authority, it makes a better athlete on and off the field. So we combine all these things together with proper technique and skills, and then we've got an athlete who's willing to compete, and it'll take the athlete a long way. And this year, we are having an NFL combine-type training for our high school athletes on Friday of the camp. We're doing speed, training, agility, and conditioning. We've got a special coach who's going to be handling that. So we're working with these athletes in the same type combine that our guys get before they get drafted. We're going to do that kind, and then we're going to go to our website, and then we're going to put results in it so we can see the changes and the development as they get ready to look at colleges, make decisions beyond high school. And then we have our regular skills and technique and conditioning camp, which will be on Saturday. And we've invited 500 youth, and we usually have close to that. Last year, we probably had about 400 youth, so we've opened it up to 500, but we don't turn any athletes away. They pre-register from 6 to 18 years, and we have a fun day. We go into each of the different positions, and they work with each one based on their age groups. There's usually four or five groups with no more than about 10 or 15 in that group. We are non-contact. And, you know, we work with calisthenics, agility. We go on for offense drills, defense drills. We have a special lunch that we do for the kids. And during the lunch, we have our guest speakers, our pro bowlers, our retired athletes, our current athletes. And they talk about everything. And our key this year is leadership. Because we want to make leaders on the field, in the classroom, outside the classroom. And that's what we're doing this year. And we're really excited about it. And then at the end of it, we give the Max Starks All-Star Awards. And we have a great, great program where in each age group they get awards. And then we have the All-Star of the entire camp. And we've got some kids coming from Michigan. We've got them coming from Ohio. We've got them coming from South Florida. So we are so excited that the weekend of June the 25th and 27th and 28th will be at Lake Highland Prep. Because if we didn't have it, I probably would be in Jamaica with my sister Janice Johnson enjoying her camp.
Wow. Well, Terry, what do you think about that, about our NFL moms?
I think they need to invite me along for a second. Offense, defense, consulting position.
I think that's true.
And that might take a couple of months. Preferably January and February.
So you can see, Terry, these ladies are really not just NFL moms. They're really doing some exciting things out there. So what advice would you give to them? Because it sounds like that they've gotten a lot of advice, but what great advice would you give to them in making sure that they have a camp that's going to last a long time and make a big impact on the community?
I tell you what, after listening to what they're doing, I feel like we should be taking advice from them. Maybe we can get a consulting position for them. But
and ladies, I can hear the applause.
but you know, one of the things, and it sounds like they're doing taking all the right steps, especially with the message about off the field and development of youth. all those are really important and great things that, that you guys are doing. The one thing that I can recommend to you is to try and build relationships with those kids so that you can experience the joy of having one who starts at 7 come back to you when they're 18 and ready to go off to college and gives you a big hug and tells you what a difference you've made in their life. Those are the things you can't put a price tag on, and just knowing that you've been able to have a positive influence on their life. So,
wow, well, that's it. You've heard it right here. Terry, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and promise me you'll come back again. And
gotta do is ask.
That's right, Terry. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. And ladies, thank you, Janice. Thank
you're
you, Jaquita. Thank you, Gloria. And thank you, Eleanor Stark. I am so happy to have you ladies on. And you can see, ladies, you're doing the right thing. But you know what, though? Keep on doing it because you're leading by example. Okay. All right, guys. Good night. It's another great show. We're so excited to have these wonderful ladies on. Remember, we'll be back here Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is the Sports Maverick Show, making a difference and redefining the elite athlete. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Ida Moyet and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.